on, son, come on!
No, 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 you won't kill me like...
Yes, yes!
Oh, no!
You massacred me! What was that move?
Spinning spider strike. You rolled a stick down, back up, and hit the kick button.
That's brutal, Finny.
Another game?
Oh, I should really get back to work.
Nah, we still got 10 minutes of lunch. Don't give the company your time for free, Joel.
Some of us are grateful to have a job at all, you know. My dad's been out of work 10 years.
I'll put the coin in now. Can't waste it.
Okay, okay. Just a quick one.
Player two.
So, they got you working on the bridge now?
Yeah, fiddly work. The instrument panels arrived this morning, and the connections, well, it's weird. Instead of wires, it's like pipes. Like you'd have foot. How did you do that move?
Okay, okay. Watch my hands, yeah?
I'm watching.
Down, back, up, and then any...
Vinny? What? What's happening to...
Oh.
Your hands! That's not...
It's fine.
Fine? They've gone black. They look like they're melting. I knew something like this would happen. Handling all that stuff. We've got to tell them. But it could happen to someone else.
We're not telling anyone.
How can you be so calm about this?
Sorry, Matt.
On a ship.
A spaceship?
No, just a ship.
Oh, yes. But we're not at sea.
No, Mel. This ship is still under construction. We're on Merseyside, and the year is 1991.
Oh, great. Let's go somewhere else.
No ways.
There's not going to be anything worth doing here, unless Everton happen to be playing Charlton today.
They won't be. You're in Division 2 at the moment.
Oh, dark times.
Now, let's just take a quick look below deck. These old hulks are beautiful pieces of engineering, you know. Unusual design.
What sort of ship is it?
I thought it was a cargo ship at first, but there are some very odd touches. I wonder if perhaps it's military.
Military?
Ah, now you're interested.
Worried, actually. What do we say if they find us poking around?
It's Sunday. The yard is closed. We have the complete run of the...
Who are you?
Or maybe it's Tuesday.
You can't just wander in here. Where'd you...
I'm the doctor. Thank heavens you're here.
Me?
Yes. Who are you?
Lee Clayton, shop floor manager. Wait, if you've been...
Oh, good. We're an inspection team from...
The Foreign Office. Exports like this are just what Britain needs right now.
Did you clear this with the boss?
Of course. Go and check with him.
I will. You, Lee, wait.
Lee, I just found Joel in the break room, lying on his back.
There's a shock. Tell the idle sod to get back to work.
He's dead.
What? You lot, stay here.
No, we're coming too.
Folder marked payroll.
Who put them in the green folder marked payroll?
You did, before you signed them off last time.
Yes, I can see it now. Thank you, Orla.
I'm not your secretary, Stuart.
I'm going to get one, I promise. And we're going to set up a database.
Yes,
and...
I know. Look, I'm sorry to leave you in the lurch.
No, no. I'm sorry to call you at home. How are you?
Well, they say the morning sickness should go away about now.
Well, rest up. I think we've got all we need to complete... Sorry, Orla, I've got a call on the other line. I'll let you get back to Neighbours.
I'm not watching Neighbours, I'm...
Hello?
Oh, man, that's just...
Well?
Do you know anything about this?
No.
No?
But we'd like to. What happened to the man in there?
Well, he's dead.
I'm very sorry. Could I see the body?
Doctor!
Nobody's going in there till the police arrive.
We want to help.
Listen, I don't like you.
And I don't think you're from the Foreign Office. And even if you were, I wouldn't like that either.
Look, we didn't kill him.
He never said we did.
Nobody thought it. Look, Lee, we're not from the Foreign Office. We just came to have a look around. We didn't realise it was off limits.
There's a massive sign on every gate.
Afraid of what we might see?
No. Safety reasons.
We're sorry for trespassing.
Can't we?
But we had nothing to do with the death of that... How do you know my... Stuart?
What on earth are you doing here?
Friend of yours, Donut.
Boss, do you want to see...
What is it, Lee?
Joel.
Of course, sorry. Have you called the police?
Yeah. And I found this lot wandering about...
On the ship you're building. Nowhere near the body.
Melanie, are these friends of yours?
Yes, and they're not murderers, I promise.
Did you come to see me?
No.
Oh.
So you didn't know they were coming?
We already admitted that.
Lee, it's fine. I've known Melanie since college. We were,
Was he?
Yes.
Oh, right.
What about these two?
This is my friend Ace and her uncle.
Hello. I'm the doctor.
Doctor of what?
He's a bit of a shipping enthusiast. He's harmless.
Completely harmless.
Lee, we need to look at our security.
We've locked the whole yard down, boss. Nobody's to leave until the police get here.
Good, good. This is terrible about Joel. Keep me posted. I'd like to have a chat with Melanie.
All right.
Do you have any tea? Maybe
Think he means just her.
Oh.
Tony, keep an eye on them. I've got to make sure everyone knows about this.
Right.
Ace, I need to see that body.
You realise it might just be a normal death. The police can solve themselves.
We should establish that before they get here.
Oh, right. I've got an idea. Tony, mate.
Yeah?
Is there a ladies' loo around here, or do you not have much call for one?
Sorry about the mess. This is technically our meeting room, but we tend to use it as a general overflow workspace.
But it does have a drinks machine.
Yes, it does coffee-flavoured drinks, tea-flavoured drinks, chocolate-flavoured drinks, soup-flavoured drinks.
Coffee.
Coffee-flavoured drink it is. It's very good to see you. You kept in touch for the first few years after college, but...
Sorry, it wasn't anything personal. I was travelling.
Travelling?
Why'd you say it like that?
You were always so career-focused. Never figured you for the type who'd go off and live in a commune in Bali.
It was very much nothing like that.
Oh, I'd love to hear more about it.
You seem to be doing very well. He called you boss back there.
Yeah. I mean, I picked the yard up for absolute peanuts.
Last time I saw you, you didn't have enough peanuts to buy a shipyard.
Well, I made a bit of money off this steel process I patented. Look, we keep a piece of it mounted on the wall, there.
That's steel?
Yeah. The process gives it that almost bluish dark gunmetal colour. We call it dark alloy.
What else is good about it?
Strength, durability in extreme heat. It's thinner and lighter without compromising those things.
Did you come up with it all on your own?
Yes. Just tinkering around. That's why my company's called the Dark Alloy Corporation. Thought it had a nice sort of late Victorian feel.
Very impressive.
You know, your timing couldn't be better.
Oh?
Follow me.
Where's your niece gone?
Just to the euphemism.
Huh?
She's been gone a little while. I hope she's all right.
Help! Help! He tried to kill me!
Oh, my goodness!
Who?
Tall bloke, dark hair. He had a flashlight. He went up the stairs.
Right, you guys, come on.
Very effective, eh?
Up here! This way!
Oi, hang back, love. Let us deal with this. Did you see where he went?
Through that door.
You sure?
I heard it bang just before I got here.
It's locked.
He must have locked it from the inside.
It doesn't lock from the inside because it's a cupboard.
Oh. Maybe he went another way.
Or maybe there was no bloke and you think we're a bunch of divs.
The thought never crossed my mind.
One of you take her to my office.
I'll do it.
Cheers, Vinny. Watch her till I get there.
Come on, love.
Ow! You're letting him get away!
They're in here.
Ooh, these look fresh out of the box.
This is why we've been working in the meeting room a lot. This is going to be the new design and testing centre.
Mmm, I love that new computer smell.
They're the first systems we've had.
Really? You need to get with the programme.
Yes, I know. I meant to, but we were stretched for money and time, but I'm dragging us into the 90s. 3D modelling has improved so much.
No, not just your design work. You should be doing your stock keeping, bookkeeping, payroll, client records.
Absolutely. And I need someone to manage those systems for me. And it seems like you don't have a job, so...
Oh.
Is that a good O?
It's a surprised O.
You don't have to say yes now, but it'd be great to work with you, so if you could think about it.
Sorry for interrupting, boss. We got a situation downstairs.
I did not lay a finger on the body. I was merely
trying... His friend told us someone tried to kill her. Then we went on a wild goose chase while he was messing about with the body.
I was carefully examining him.
Doctor, for heaven's sake...
And you thought that was your job, not the police's?
You've seen the body? The black sticky substance around his mouth?
Looks like squid ink.
Yes, and it didn't come from a squid. So where do you think it did?
None of this is any of your business.
Boss, I reckon we should keep them apart till the Rozzers get here. Don't know what's keeping them.
If I killed this man, don't you think I'd be trying to get away?
How well do you know these people, Melanie?
I can vouch for him. Where's Ace?
In my office. Finney's with her.
Oh, this is ridiculous. Whoever did it could be miles away by now.
They could, yeah.
I mean, they wouldn't have hung around.
Maybe. Maybe not.
Did you know him? The man who died?
Everyone knows everyone here. He was a good lad, Joel.
I'm sorry.
So am I.
What did you think you were doing?
What I always do.
I suppose. It feels rather different when it happens in front of someone you know.
You seem to know him well.
He was my boyfriend for 2 years. More than two. He was studying engineering. After graduation, he was offered a job in the Middle East, and I was happy where I was, so...
Long-distance relationships are awkward.
He's just offered me a job here.
Oh. And what did you say?
Stuart.
Did you say something, Melanie?
I've had a chance to think it over, and your nose is bleeding.
Is it?
Here, take a tissue. Are you all right?
It's nothing. Got a headache. What were you saying?
I'll take the job.
Hell, you can't.
Oh, wow. That's amazing.
I can't wait to get started.
I've actually just heard our client is dropping by.
Well, that's not ideal timing. What with
the fatality, yes, but she's not someone you can say no to. You can meet her. She'll be here any minute.
I'm sorry, Doctor.
You don't have to apologise.
It was just now, realising the offer might get taken away, it made me realise I do want it. It's such a good job for me.
You don't have to explain.
Melanie, I said we'd see her up in the meeting room.
Okay. Doctor, I'll catch up with you before you go.
Of course. Assuming we're allowed to leave.
So, what do you do here?
Welding. You don't have to pretend to be interested.
You use, like, a blowtorch?
Let's talk about you. Not from around here, are you?
No, I travel around.
So how come you're poking around a ship?
I wasn't poking around, I was just here. The doctor dragged me.
And why is he poking around? What? What are you looking at?
Your hands.
Thought I'd fix this stupid glitchy piece
of... You're not human.
Very observant.
Did you kill that man?
Oh, that's nice. Assume the alien did it.
Well, did you?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm sure you were scared and you just lashed out.
No, it wasn't like that. I've got a very, very important job to do. And I can't let anyone get in the way, so...
You're gonna kill me too.
No. I'm taking you with me.
Where?
Home. Don't even think about making a move for the door.
I wasn't. Because if I did, you'd stop me easy, right?
I would.
That's why I was planning on hitting you with a paperweight!
What?
See ya! Hey!
What?
It's that bloke, Finney!
What about him?
He's the killer! He was going to kill me,
but... I can't believe you're trying to pull this again.
All right, I lied before, but it's true this time. He hasn't followed me, so he must be trying to get away.
Show me.
This way.
Hey, hey! You can't go anywhere till you talk to the Rossers.
Wish I'd had time to tidy up.
You should have told her you couldn't see her today.
It's rather late for that. I'm here now.
Carolyn, hello.
I gather one of the workers has died. How sad.
The police should be here soon. In fact, I'm surprised...
I'm sure they'll sort it out. Who is this?
Melanie Bush. Lovely to meet you.
This is Carolyn Evans. I've just offered Melanie a job and she said yes.
Oh, good. I've been telling you need a secretary.
No, not a secretary.
Much more exciting than that.
Do tell.
Well, come with us. We'll show you.
He's an alien.
I know.
You know?
Well, I knew the murderer was an alien. The residue on the victim's face was a chemical structure that was from
where
the planet.
Where now?
Well, you go this way and I'll go...
That way! There he is!
He's going outside! After him! Gotcha!
Let him go!
No way!
Even if you get past me, look, this walkway doesn't go anywhere! Unless you want to go for a dip in the Mersey.
She's right! Let's go back inside and talk about this.
No! I'm taking one of you with me and I don't care who. I want to know who sent you!
We came here on a call!
You can't fool me. You're not from Earth, but I'm not sure about her either.
Perhaps we can help you!
We need to get off this thing. It can't take the weight!
I'm not going back through there!
Then we're all going in the river! Don't be dumb!
Please! Whoa. Get back inside!
Has anyone seen Vinny? Dom, you seen him? He was in my office.
Looking for but... Mr. Clayton. Lee Clayton?
That's me.
Detective Inspector Marsden, has anyone left the building since it happened?
We're going to be so much more efficient with this. Our designs will be more rigorously tested and, with Melanie on board...
Our aim will be to cut your costs and deliver what you want that much quicker.
Right. No.
I'm not sure what you mean.
I was clear that I don't want this done using computers and you will strip them out immediately.
What on earth was that?
Carolyn, wait!
Hold still!
What happened?
You fell in the water. I pulled you out.
Why? Ow!
Have I tied your hands too tight?
Yeah.
Good.
Oh. Where's the doctor?
I couldn't get both of you out. I went with you because that jacket makes you float more.
We gotta go back. Get him out of there!
No. You have to shut up, and I have to get to a place just outside town.
How many ways in and out of this place are there?
Yard doors were bolted. There's a workers' entrance and an office entrance, so the only other
What's
way...
What's that in the water?
Grenade!
That's one of them.
I don't suppose you could help me out of here.
Stuart, we have other matters to talk about, and
but Carolyn, I've spent a huge amount of money on all this.
Then you should have consulted with me first.
Why is this such an issue for you?
If you install computers, I believe the quality of the work will go down.
That's not true.
We have to modernise to keep up with our rivals, Carolyn. And Mel is the perfect person to do that. She's a terrific talent.
Your rivals are irrelevant. If you keep up the quality of work you've done so far, you can expect more contracts from us.
You can't fight progress. It's already changed the world, and it's going to change it a lot more.
I don't understand what you're so afraid of.
I'm not afraid, Stuart.
Well, figure of speech, but you know...
All right. You've convinced me.
Really?
In fact, I think we should toast this new appointment.
You have a bottle of champagne in your bag.
Do you have glasses, Stuart?
I can get some cups from the drinks machine.
Perfect. Hold that, please.
Oh, it's cold.
Thank you for being so reasonable about this.
I'm always reasonable. Now, Melanie, may your talent turn to our true purpose.
Okay.
Cheers!
Chink.
Why did you say that?
If we had glasses, they'd chink when you put them together, but the cups don't, so I'm saying chink.
How charming. Drink up.
Ooh, nice part of town.
All been abandoned for years. That's why I parked here.
What, your spaceship's out here? Camouflaged?
Yep. And all I have to do is make it visible. Hang on.
Problem?
It should be there. What have you done with it?
Me?
Tell me where it's gone.
Oh, thank you.
So this man doesn't work here?
No. I warned you about leaving the building. You're in serious...
I'll handle this. Sir, I need to ask you some questions.
Actually, you don't. Officer, the man you're looking for works here. The man who Mr. Clinton told to watch over my friend Ace.
Vinny?
A surname might also be helpful.
Gillespie.
There you go. As I was trying to swim ashore, I saw him pull my friend Ace out of the water and carry her away. I suspect he wants to use her as a hostage.
So I meant to just go along with your version of this?
Whether you do or not, Ace is with Vinny. And if I was the killer, Ace is my accomplice. So you need to find them anyway. And the longer you delay here, the less likely that is.
Constables, with me. Mr. Clayton, keep everyone here until we get back.
How did you...
Tell me everything you know about Vinny Gillespie.
Oh, whose house is this?
Someone who might be able to help me. Shut up and don't make trouble. I don't need you alive that badly.
I hope they've got some dry clothes.
Actually, yeah, she may do.
Vinny?
Orla, we need to come in.
Who's this? Ace. Pleased to meet you.
Has something happened at work?
Huh, you could say that.
We're coming in.
Hey!
Look, Vinny only started about 3 months back, but he fitted right in.
I'm sure that was the idea.
What do you mean?
Sorry, am I interrupting something?
Mel, I'm glad you're here.
Where's Ace?
Kidnapped.
What? Why didn't you come straight up and tell me?
I thought you were probably busy.
Not too busy to worry about Ace.
Good, because I think we can help. To the TARDIS.
Right.
The police said not to leave the yard.
We won't.
I don't know what your schedule's like.
Tight.
But maybe I could make some reservations for dinner tonight for you, me and Melanie.
That wouldn't be necessary.
Well, I think it might be useful if...
No. No, Stuart. It really won't be necessary.
Well, as we landed, I detected an alien energy trace.
You didn't say anything.
A blip. Could easily have been nothing. There are aliens all over Earth. Most of them are just going about their business unnoticed by anyone.
Except that one of them's a murderer.
Hey, Mel, watch that readout.
What am I looking for?
Oh, it might tell us where our friend is now, or potentially where he... What's making that noise?
Doctor, I can't move my hands.
Can't move them?
They're stuck to the controls.
Like glue?
No, a force, like a strong magnet.
Mel, get away from the console.
I can't.
It's going to overload.
There's nothing I can do.
Yeah.
Did you find some clothes okay?
Yeah, thanks, Orla. They're a good fit.
I don't know when they'll fit me again. Mum said she never got back below a size 16 after she had me.
How many months are you?
Oh, only four. A long way to go.
Cut the chat, you two. This isn't a social call.
What is it then, Vinny?
You've been watching the window like I told you.
Yeah, a couple of cars have gone past, but that's it.
No police?
Why are you here?
I need you to operate the gate so I can go through it.
What? You can't?
What gate?
I have to.
Are you in trouble?
He killed someone.
What? Who?
Joel.
What?
I didn't have a choice. Listen.
And what, you think going through the gate's the answer? Run off to another world?
Another world? What is this gate?
It's at the back of the shipyard. They use it to receive materials. And I'm not just running away.
They don't let people go to their place, Vinny.
I'm not going to their place.
You think this gate could take you back to your own planet?
What? His own planet?
He's an alien.
Oh, my.
That is the plan, isn't it?
Yes.
So what do you need me for?
You're coming with me.
Why?
You and that doctor fella. You're counter-agents, aren't you?
Counter-agents?
I get it. He's a spy. And what, you think Earth's going to attack you?
You know it's bigger than that. Who sent you?
Oh, nobody sent us. You're barking up the wrong tree, mate.
We've got people back home who can get every last secret out of you. And you are going to send us there.
I can't do that, Vinny. I literally can't.
You can and you're going to. We just need to wait for the yard to close up for the day.
I can't take this in. You're an alien and a killer and now you're kidnapping women. I thought you were all
right. Don't take the high ground with me after what you've been doing.
What does he mean?
I've no idea.
Everyone knows that place isn't right. You more than anyone. You take the deliveries through the gate. It all arrives like magic. But there's going to be a price, you know.
We're just building a ship.
But you don't know who for.
Oh. It's okay, Mel. No rush.
Where am I?
In the TARDIS sickbay.
Why is it so dark?
I had to cut all the power. Fortunately, I keep a good supply of candles.
The console exploded.
Yes, yes. And don't worry.
What happened? Why did it do that?
I don't know. I booted up the repair system, but its diagnosis was incomprehensible. The TARDIS should be able to repair itself nonetheless. She's a sturdy old girl.
Did you find the energy trace?
No. So, we can either try to sneak out of the shipyard and look for Ace ourselves,
or
we can let the police look for Ace. And while they're distracted, I can finally look at the scene of the murder.
Program, we'll be joining our reporter at the TUC.
Turn that TV off, Orla.
I'm checking the local news, Vinny. The police might have put out an alert for you.
Well, turn it down then.
I'll do it. Has this got teletext?
Yeah.
302.
Orla, come here.
What is it?
Whose car's that?
Oh, Gordon Bennett! Charlton are playing Tranmere tonight.
I don't recognise it.
We can't get to my car, it's out front.
They'll have tracked it.
Oh, typical! Just down the road from a Charlton game and I can't go because I've been kidnapped by a psycho alien.
Ace, in the kitchen.
Why?
Orla, you go to the door. Tell them we were here but we've left.
And what if they don't believe me?
I'll deal with them. Move it!
No, all right.
Ah, the body's been moved.
I'm sure the police took care of that.
Mel, close the door.
What is that?
Crime scene forensic scanner. I bought secondhand from a retired Jadoon. Now, come on now. This should pick up things a little police don't even know to look for.
Can I help?
Yes. Could you turn off that arcade machine, please?
All right. Ow!
What happened?
Oh, I only touched it for a second and...
Mel, get down!
Where?
Mel, are you all right?
I think so.
Oh, good.
Oh, can I help, officers?
My colleague and I are looking for a man you work with, name of Vincent Gillespie.
Oh, I don't know where he is.
His car's outside.
Yeah, He was here, but he's gone.
The constable, go around the back. Make sure no one tries to get out.
Look, they're not here, really.
They?
Oh, God.
I'm stepping this up. Ilsen Tied Rep Me Assam Sulet. Ilsen Tied Rep Me Assam Sulet.
What are you doing?
Ilsen Tied Rep Me Assam Sulet.
Ilsen Tied Rep Me Assam Sulet. Is that an earthquake?
No. They're trying to flush us out.
The whole house is coming apart.
Well, looks like we don't have a choice. Come on!
You're not a policewoman. How are you doing this?
You'd never understand.
You're taking my house apart. Stop it. Just stop it.
Do as she says.
There you are. Ilsule Kai.
Oh, no, you don't.
There's no need to kill her.
Go to the car, you two.
Oh, my house.
Come on.
Ilsule Kai.
Oh, that won't work. Well.
There are more of us coming. You can't take us all on.
Oh, I'll be long.
Up, Orla. You too.
Who are those guys?
That's what I'd like to know.
They're who you've been working for.
Where do you want this one, boss?
On the desk by that wall, I think, Lee. You take the monitor, I'll take the main unit. Thanks for helping with this.
Well, we're stuck here until the police say we can go.
I'm surprised they haven't sent anyone else to do the interviews. Could you plug that into the monitor?
Sure.
Good. Let's test this thing then.
Don't turn on that computer!
What?
I've had enough of you two.
It's true. There's something strange going on.
You're not wrong.
Stuart, we're serious. You have to turn them off. Let me.
Hey!
It's happening again.
Warning!
The people you work for have mastered a kind of control over matter no other civilization has achieved.
They took my house apart, brick by brick.
Just a party trick. They conquered half a galaxy. Took thousands of years for all those worlds to liberate themselves. And we won't let it happen again.
Who are they?
The Orgrim. Old, old civilization geared towards war. They got beaten back and agreed to a peace treaty. But the Coalition still checks they're not making plans to kick off again.
So that's why you're here?
We got a lead about activity here. I got sent to gather evidence.
If I was one of them, don't you think I'd have used whatever freaky juju took her house apart?
I know you're not one of them. If you were, you would have been affected by my disguise.
Disguise?
Well, I don't really look like this. I use digital holographic projection. The Orgrim don't react well to digital technology. It disrupts their own when they get up close. That's why they try not to let you get up close.
Okay, so
they use agents from other species. They're not meant to leave their own system under the treaty terms.
We're here. There's still lights on all over the yard.
Oh, why hasn't everyone gone home?
Probably aren't allowed until the police have talked to them all.
I can't afford to wait any longer. They'll find me. We'll go in the back way.
Don't touch those computers.
Very good advice. We also need to unplug all of them immediately.
What's going on? Melanie?
I don't understand either.
Stuart, are any of these connected to a network?
No. I've considered it, but...
Good. Mel, you have to stay here until we work out what's wrong with you.
Doctor, I appreciate there are things happening I don't understand, but you're not in charge here. And...
What's that noise?
Stuart, I think it's coming from your watch.
What?
Take it off, quick!
Ah!
Are you all right?
Hurt my wrist!
Was that a digital watch?
I think they set the alarms down here after 6:30.
I've dealt with the alarms, Orla.
Have you checked the cleaners won't be coming round too, Vinny? Be so annoying to get caught by a cleaner.
Oh, shut up. And take us to the gate.
This is very, very bad.
I'd gathered that from the way things keep exploding.
Not just things, Mel. Digital technology. Microchips.
What else has this happened to?
My TARDIS. And the arcade machine in the break room.
But why, Doctor?
I'm afraid it's you, Mel.
Me?
You touched the console, the arcade machine, and the computer.
I didn't touch his watch.
I think you may be infectious.
A virus that makes computers explode?
Yes. Not a naturally occurring one, of course. That would be absurd.
Obviously.
I think someone has manufactured this and infected Mel with it deliberately.
That woman.
Oh, Gordon Bennett.
Ola, lock it.
I'm not the only one with a key, you know, Vinny.
Are those bones?
Yeah. The whole gate's made of bones.
Oh, this thing is freaky as hell.
Ace, help me move this box in front of the door.
All right.
Ola, get the gate active.
What's in this?
Dark alloy. Those are smaller sheets, they're for sealing.
Orgrim technology. Okay, the target coordinates are Galactic 72...
I can't program this thing with coordinates.
You're the operator. You are training.
I know how to turn it on. I know how to switch between four different locations using these controls, and that's it.
Controls? It looks like a bunch of stones in a bird bath.
You control it by moving the stones, but they have to stay under the waterline.
Right. I can work this out.
So you've locked yourself in a room with a machine you don't know how to use.
I'll work it out.
She didn't want the computers here at first.
But we changed her mind, Melanie.
Well, did we, though?
What was she like?
Bossy, power-dressed, arrogant.
Assertive.
She said we should toast my new job, and she gave us all champagne.
And this was just before you came back to the TARDIS.
Yes.
Then I think we have our answer.
How can she make this happen?
Stuart, your ship's made of a material that shouldn't exist on Earth at this time. You didn't invent this dark alloy.
I thought of the name.
Added to which, an alien kidnapped my friend. And you know more about this than you're letting on. So please, don't act confused.
I'm not acting.
Stuart, tell us. We want to help.
Look, when they closed this shipyard down, they left this town to rot. No jobs, no hope, no future. I bought up the old yard and made it what it is now.
Very impressive. But I think you should have looked this particular gift horse in the mouth before you...
I just went by the stockroom and it's locked.
Well, it should be at this time of night.
Locked from the inside and there's someone in there. I'm going down.
I'm coming with you.
No, you're not.
Lee, just let him help. I'll come too.
And me.
No, you stay here. We need to make sure this doesn't spread.
You're probably infected too.
Oh, I don't think so. My constitution is a little different to yours.
What did he mean by that?
What do you think he meant?
Admit it, Vinny, you haven't got a clue.
I'm getting the hang of it.
You think?
Give yourself up, mate.
Give myself up? You know what will happen when your client finds out there was a spy in this place? They won't...
Vinny! What's happening to your skin?
That disguise of yours is slipping again.
Might as well get shot of it, mightn't I?
That's your hologram generator thing.
Yeah, why?
I just didn't expect it to be fixed on with Velcro.
That's better.
Is it?
I haven't even dared take it off at night.
Who's in there?
Can't you go away?
It's just me, Lee.
Ola, I didn't think you were at work today.
But I left something important here.
Why'd you lock the door?
I must have done it accidentally, silly me.
Did you also barricade the door accidentally?
Doctor! Vinny's in here!
You stupid little...
Vinny, open this door. You've got nowhere to go.
He's right, you know.
No! I'm getting out of here now. Don't try and stop me.
We have to get this door open.
Let me try. I've got a bit more weight behind me than you.
If you can open a gap, I'll wedge my umbrella in it and lever it open.
It's a heavy door. You won't do it with an umbrella.
It's stronger than it looks.
They're gonna get in.
Will it be soon enough? As soon as he's not looking at you, grab a bit of that metal pipe.
What for?
What do you think? I'll get his attention. You get behind him.
Not right. Not right. That's it!
Vinny, if you've got this wrong, it'll kill you.
That's why she's going through first.
Me? In your dreams?
Go through! I mean it!
All right. Now, Ola!
Ah! Oh, you little...
Oi! You're fighting me, not the pregnant lady!
Oh, my teeth!
Sorry, mate. Didn't quite catch that.
Come here, you...
Gase, be careful of the gase!
Let's give him a little.
I'm going to lever it. Push on the left-hand dial.
Right.
No, left! That's it. Right, nobody move.
What's happened here?
You took your time.
She grabbed Vinny's sleeve, spun him round and flung him into the gate.
So where is he now?
No idea. He messed with the controls.
And your name is?
It's Orla.
Lovely name. I'm the doctor.
I'm fine, thanks, by the way.
Of course you are. So, this is the energy trace I picked up in the TARDIS.
It's a gateway.
Obviously. This is where all your materials come through, I assume.
Orla, if Vinny messed up the controls, does that mean you can't bring him back?
Do you want me to?
Not exactly, but did I kill him?
It was you or him, love.
I suppose, but...
I'm sure there was no alternative, Ace. But I'm glad you're sorry it happened. I'd be a lot more worried if you weren't. Now, did you find out much about him?
He was a spy. And, oh, there's some bad stuff going down with the people they're building this ship for.
I'm afraid so.
Can we get out of this room?
I'm going to fix the lock on that door.
A very good idea, Lee. Meanwhile, we'll get a cup of tea and Aura will explain to us how this paraphernalia ended up in a shipyard on Merseyside in 1991.
Will I?
Yes, you will.
Melanie, I'm sorry about what Carolyn did. I didn't know anything about it, I swear.
Really?
Please, just let me explain.
Well, I don't have anything else to do.
The job I got after college, it didn't go well. The company promised me stuff they didn't deliver, then went bust owing me 3 months' salary. I had no job and a lot of debt.
Poor you.
That was when Carolyn came to me with the dark alloy method.
You didn't think to ask why she was so willing to give it away to you?
Of course I did, but she wouldn't say.
And that didn't ring any alarm bells?
I had nothing. I was nearly bankrupt. You can't tell me you'd have turned this down.
I might have wondered what the price would be.
I made money off selling the stuff. Only I could actually make the process work, but I pretended it was a corporate secret. I used it to buy this place. It was easy. There were old debts. They were desperate for me to take it off their hands.
And she told you to do that?
Yes, but that was the best bit. It's brought jobs back. They need this place so badly here. Ask anyone. They're all glad I came.
I hope for your sake they stay glad.
And two sugars. Just a splash.
Call that just a splash?
Now, I'm sure this is a fascinating story.
I don't know everything. I mean, I wouldn't believe half of it if I'd not seen it.
I take it you're not an alien, then?
No, no. When I applied for the job, it was advertised as a logistics role, tracking the stock and putting in orders.
And it's not?
Well, it is, but the parts and materials arrived through the gate.
But you still took the job?
I've been out of work a year and a half. Of course I took the job.
What did they tell you about it? Where it came from?
Not a lot. I mean, I guessed it was...
Alien?
Yeah. Or something.
It is alien.
Ah, this is rank.
Shh. Now, what about the client? Stuart's business partner.
Her. I've not spoken to her much, but she's a weird one.
Did she show you how to use the gate?
No, this other bloke came in to explain that. He was right patronising.
I can imagine.
He showed me four configurations and he said never to do anything else with it or there'd be hell to pay.
He used those exact words?
I can't remember. I don't think so. He talked a bit weird. Not foreign, but loud.
But the configurations are so precise. He didn't give you a cheat sheet or anything?
No, he... Oh, this is weird.
Go on.
He had this thing like a candle, but when he lit it, it burned really fast and it had this sort of metallic smell. It made me feel a bit dizzy, but after that, I just knew where the stones needed to go.
Interesting.
I'm glad you think so.
I'd like to see some of these materials, please. Not just the alloy, everything.
The corridor back there's got storage bays all along it.
Good.
Wait, I've not drunk my tea.
Milk's off. Seriously, don't bother.
Come along.
They They supply the materials, at very low cost, I should add, and I build the ship to their specifications.
So you didn't design it?
Well, the shell of the ship is my design, but they asked for a lot of components which I'm not familiar with, so the final blueprint came from them.
But you say your workforce comes from around here?
Yep. I insisted on that, and they were very happy to go along with it.
How do they know how to work with this stuff?
They had training. They've learned new skills. It's very much to their benefit.
And what are they supposed to do with these skills? Clearly nobody outside this yard knows what you're doing here, so they have no choice but to work for you.
That was true long before I got here. You said you've been travelling. A lot's changed. People are asset-stripping this country. They're selling everything off. The jobs are going, ordinary people getting thrown on the scrap heap. I had a chance to do something about it, and I... Oh!
What's the matter? Stuart, your nose is bleeding again.
It's fine, it's fine. This is what she does.
Is she punishing you?
No, no. She doesn't use phones. Too much distance, she says. So she sends me a message this way.
What message?
She's coming.
Whoa!
I couldn't have put it better myself.
I don't know what these actually are. We've got a system of numbers to identify them.
They're focused orbs.
Exactly what I was going to say.
They're a very unusual piece of technology. I say technology, they're more... Where are these being used on the ship?
They're studded along the outside of the hull. There's hundreds of them.
What are they for?
They're a sort of energy vessel. Used in that context, they could generate an anti-gravitational effect in any direction you choose.
And if you had hundreds of them on a boat, that would mean...
Shh!
The gate's been operated.
But you turned it off.
Yeah.
So who's using it?
I don't know. Is Lee still in there?
Hello? We're not ready to receive. We're shut down for the night.
And halt.
What the... You can't bring all these people in here. The yard's closing up for the night and I've got
I to can do what I will.
Wait, aren't you the client? Miss Rogan?
My name is Linfess. I'm Cardinal Archmage of the Orgium. And these men are my army.
To receive. We're shut down for the night.
And halt!
What the... You can't bring all these people in here. The yard's closing up for the night and I've got
I can do what I will.
Wait, aren't you the client? Miss Rogan?
My name is Linfess. I'm Cardinal Archmage of the Orgium. And these men are my army.
Why are you all wearing those weird outfits? Barely for Halloween, had you?
Equin stud cool adoslem.
Hey, can't be that. First, it's not for that like. Oh, you know, fast. Oh, shit, who is this guy?
Marvellous.
What? You know, fast.
Unfortunately, I do need to talk to you. Tezignok.
What was so resistant? I don't understand. What? Oh, how did you do that?
You don't need to know. What happened to the spy?
How did you know about the spy?
My men have been searching for him.
He went through the gate.
He didn't come out the other end.
He was trying to use it to get away. He messed with the controls.
Oh, good. That means he's dead. Ilsen to drip me Asam Sulit. Danuta?
Archmage, my apologies. We still haven't
located... It's all right, Danuta. He's dead. Return to the yard. I need you.
Immediately, ma'am.
Wait, wasn't that the policewoman?
Yes, my troops posed as the police. We intercepted the call. We don't want them poking around.
Intercepted?
Yes. We need to accelerate the program. Your workforce is still here, yes?
Yeah.
Your people will return to work. The ship will be ready tonight, or the consequences will be unpleasant. Come, I would inspect the ship. I want to see if it's ready to fly.
I think they're leaving.
Jeez. I think they're gone.
I thought you wanted to stop them. We're not going to do that, hiding in a cupboard.
Your spirit is admirable, Orla, but we need a little more caution.
Vinny said they were called the Orgym. Do you know anything about them?
I've no idea. Don't recognise the technology.
He said they conquered half a galaxy.
Oh, that could just be hyperbole. The Dominators were terrible for boosting like that. But, on the other hand, it could be true.
So what's your story, pal?
Oh, it's very long and parts of it are quite interesting, but there's no time for it now. Ace?
Yep.
Help Orla get out of here.
What?
It's too dangerous for you.
I'm pregnant. I'm not made of glass.
Even so.
Did you see how many of them there are? You need all the help you can get.
I think he's possibly right, Orla.
Fine.
They want to complete work on this ship. How long will that take?
It's a couple of weeks off being finished.
Good. Then my priority is to resolve Mel's problem.
What problem?
Find me when you get back.
Ah, she's almost ready to sail.
Stand down, guys. Visitor. What do you think like?
I could eat her up. Such brutality in her, and yet such gracefulness too.
Right.
You just don't get this sort of craftsmanship from so-called advanced civilizations. These men built her?
There's some of them, yeah.
Well done, everyone. Well done.
As I say, it's about 2 weeks off finished.
It'll be ready within the hour.
Sorry, can't be done.
It can, if I say. A digrova ka esquala.
What was that?
Your men will find they can work a lot faster now.
Hey?
It's a simple spell. It burns dark matter from the immediate environment into energy. Back to work, everyone. The downside, of course, is that prolonged use makes the body break down. Otherwise, I'd have cast it a long time ago.
What?
Now, let us continue with our tour.
Your clients have arrived, Stuart.
Yes, they called ahead.
Stuart's nose has only just stopped bleeding.
Tell me everything you know about them.
It's not much.
Then it won't take long.
They call themselves the Yorgium. They seem a very regimented society, judging from the ones I've met so far.
Which is how many?
Only about 5 or 6. I mostly talk to Carolyn.
I don't think her real name is Carolyn. Although, you do get names coincidentally reoccurring in different civilizations. I once met a Sontaran called Harold.
They have, I don't like to say powers, but their technology isn't anything we'd recognize as technology.
Anything else?
That's it, really.
Doctor, is Ace all right?
Hmm? Oh, yes, Ace is fine. Now, the ship isn't yet ready to fly.
Fly?
Fly?
Yes. Stuart's been building a spaceship.
Have we?
Didn't you know? Congratulations, the largest spaceship ever built by British industry.
But it looks like a, you know, sea ship.
In space, the shape of a vehicle is irrelevant. Maybe they just like how it looks.
But it can't fly. I mean, it can't...
I had a look at some of the components they supplied to you. I assure you, it can.
But I don't...
Don't understand. No, you didn't understand what you were building, who you were dealing with, or what you've brought to this planet. But all we can do now is try to fix it.
That isn't fair. I was
Stop
only...
Stop complaining and help. Our assumption is that Carolyn put the virus in the champagne.
She must have done.
I wonder if it's like how she did the induction.
Induction?
Yeah... The workforce needed to be trained in how to work with the imported components, but instead of showing them, she gave them all a cup of tea made with these herbs she brought, and they picked it up immediately.
And you didn't question this?
I did, but she didn't answer me.
So it's almost like a magic potion?
Almost. Stuart, is that champagne bottle still in your office?
There's a door this way.
It doesn't lead anywhere anymore.
Oh?
Vinny used it. The walkway fell to pieces and we all nearly drowned.
Right. Then we'll have to go down
here. You work here?
Yes.
Yeah?
Then you should be helping complete construction.
We're
what
not...
do you need us to do?
Bring us some more components up from the stores. I've made a list.
Sure.
Quickly, please.
Blimey. This lot are like the Adams Family meets Apocalypse Now.
Why did you tell her you work here?
I didn't want to tell her I don't work here. And this is the perfect chance to get aboard the ship.
Why do you want to get aboard the ship?
Sabotage, of course.
And this is the bridge.
I take it this is my chair?
Yes.
I love it. Ah, yes. Yorjum, run a full diagnostic and report any faults.
But the ship isn't ready.
Running a diagnostic will show us where they need to hurry up.
What's the rush?
Unfortunately, under a very silly treaty signed by our ancestors, we're forbidden to build military vessels. In fact, not just forbidden, it's impossible. We're bound by our own powers, and no one knows how to undo it.
That's annoying.
Subcontracting the work to your world countless light years away has taken decades of covert planning. We believed this was off their radar, so to speak, but now it appears our enemies installed a spy here to gather evidence against us.
Your enemies?
People whose worlds we conquered. And bleeding heart types who don't want us to conquer them again, which we will once we have our fleet.
Why do you need to conquer them?
Because if we don't, they develop in a manner that offends our culture.
That's it?
It's quite fundamental to us.
And we've helped you do this. You're going to take this ship...
Shut up and massage my feet.
What?
Merol Tejez Sulak.
Yes, ma'am.
Tell the engine room to prepare the blood crystal for ignition. Gently, you.
Sorry, ma'am.
Is this the bottle?
Did you and Carolyn finish that off yourselves?
I didn't drink any.
Didn't you?
No. Carolyn gets offended if I don't have a drink with her, but I had work to do, so I just poured it into that plant when she wasn't looking.
Which explains how you didn't appear to be infected at first.
But Carolyn drank it.
Which means either it doesn't affect her, or she doesn't care if it does. There's still a little left. I need to pour this out.
Oh, there's a clean ashtray on the desk.
This stuff appears to be halfway between a magic potion and biological warfare. Once incubated, it becomes a virus.
So it could spread?
Via people, via connections with other systems, yes.
Before long, every device in the world with an electronic circuit could be destroyed.
If only I had access to the TARDIS's medical scanner. She could probably whiz up an antidote.
Do you have anything you can use?
I have... a soil analysis kit.
Great.
I think I can use it to isolate the active component. Now...
Yes?
Stick your tongue out.
Hang on, is that a used cotton bud?
No. No, it's a clean one.
Bleh.
Now, let's see.
We got the stuff.
Good. Take them to deck 5.
Right.
Do we get paid time and a half for this?
Time and a half? What? Just do as you're told.
All right, but I'm taking this up with the union.
Ace, what are you doing?
Just getting into character. Come on.
Number 3 station, report.
Up and running, ma'am.
Number 4?
Ready, ma'am.
It's more around the base of my ankle.
There.
No. Yes, that's it.
Ma'am?
Ah, Sabotage Denuta.
Work is complete. The ship is spaceworthy.
Is the blood crystal in place?
Yes, ma'am.
Then all we need is blood. This one will do.
Me?
You.
Blood?
One can hardly launch a ship without it. Grab him!
No!
Shall we do it here?
Oh! Can we do it here?
Yes, ma'am. There are 7 different points of sacrifice in the ship. All the gutters lead to the engine room.
Oh, we'll do it down there. I don't want to get blood on the controls.
You can't be serious! I work here!
Dismiss the workforce and ensure all crew members are on board.
at once, Mark.
You maniacs! Get out, mate! Get out!
No luck, Doctor.
This kind of technology, with its arcane occult stylings, is very, very old. The great vampires, the demons, even my own people dabbled in such things before we had our own age of enlightenment, as it were.
You're not human either, are you?
Can you do anything about this virus potion thing?
It's tricky. What I really need is equipment that operates on the same principles, made by the same people.
Well, we do have some of their equipment here.
Of course. As long as the Orgym aren't using it right this minute, it could work.
What?
The gate. Come on.
Come on, Orla. There's nobody here.
You sure? Plominek? Look at the furnace.
Some kind of crystal, looks like.
But it's on fire. This is weird. Let's do this and get out of here.
What do we do?
This was your idea.
Oh, I don't know. I thought if we got at the engine, we could put it out of action somehow. But I don't even understand this thing.
Okay, what if we put something in the furnace that's not meant to be in there?
I like that. I like that a lot.
Right, what have we got?
Oh, I wish I had some nitro. I pocketed some of those orb things. How about that?
Okay, we just need to get this open and...
But it's someone's coming.
There's a bulkhead there. Hide.
Yes, put them in the harness, men.
Harness?
Yes, the one on the ceiling. Just out of interest, what did you think it was for when you were installing it?
Fishing nets. No, please.
Give me the knife. I'll apply the death stroke myself. A ship should have a blood connection with its captain.
Please.
Stuart told me we should use workers from this area because they really put their heart and soul into everything they build.
You can't!
See the channel by our feet? As your life's blood flows, it will catalyze the blood crystal and its energy will flood through the ship. The ritual will spread your very essence into this vessel and give her life. Your soul will fly on through the stars.
Please!
So cheer up. I name the ship the Blood of Blackheart!
What the?
I should have stopped them.
Right, winch him up.
I was just waiting for an opening.
They'd have killed you too. You're unarmed and they've got knives.
I thought that was rather beautiful, didn't you?
Quiet. I'm sure... it'll be guarded.
So how do we get past?
I suggest Stuart blasts his way through.
Me?
You're meant to be the boss of this place. Convince them you're meant to be in there.
All right.
Deep breath, Stuart. You can do this.
Okay. All right, now, see here, this is my shipyard. Oh.
There's nobody here. There's nobody here.
That's good, isn't it?
I'd like to think so. But if they've left no one guarding the gate, that means they think we have no chance of beating them.
Oh.
Or it might mean they've overstretched their resources and need everyone aboard the ship.
Ever the optimist, Mel. Now, inside.
How does the gate help us with the virus, Doctor?
Long-distance transportation devices work by breaking the body down and then reconstructing it at the other end, yes?
They do?
Yes, they do.
In the process, it's possible to use that system to isolate certain things from the body and remove them before arrival.
I don't like where this is going.
I'm sure you don't.
Stuart, if we don't deal with this thing, we could spread it around the world. Send the planet back into the Dark Ages.
Well, I don't want that.
Doctor, can you operate this gate?
To an extent.
Filling me with confidence here.
I confess I'm slightly regretting my decision to send Orla away, but I think we can make do.
Where are you sending us?
I'm not going to alter the destination. That seems an unnecessary risk. There must be more controls in this thing. Ah!
Should you really be doing that?
Stuart, please, shut up and let the doctor get on.
Oh, don't be too harsh, Mel.
Everything he's spent the last few years building up has been exposed as a sham that threatens not only this world, but also the peace and stability of a distant galaxy. That's not very nice for anyone.
Thank you. I think.
The remaining workforce have been evacuated from the yard, ma'am.
Did any of them die working on the ship?
Surprisingly, no. Was the blood sacrifice a success?
It was exquisite. Prepare for launch.
Oh, Lee.
These people are seriously gross.
Who does something like this? Why?
We need to get this furnace open and screw up their... Oh, look, it's awful, I know. But we've got to do something, yeah?
Yeah. It's just... I knew, Lee.
I know.
Was that the ship? Stuart?
Can't be. Engines won't be ready to fire until next week.
I think I understand this thing.
Really?
Yes. Bit of a museum piece, but I think I've got it.
Are you sure?
All you have to do is step through the gate and come straight back.
The doctor knows what he's doing, Stuart. We'll go through together, okay?
I suppose.
You always said you wish we'd had time to travel together after college.
This wasn't what I had in mind.
Most people's lives aren't what they had in mind, Stuart. Mine certainly isn't. Come on, take my hand. Open your eyes now, Stuart.
I think I'm having a panic attack.
No, you're fine. We're both fine.
Or we're dead, and we've gone to the afterlife together.
You don't believe that. So you've never been to this side?
No. We're strictly forbidden from coming through the gate. They have a lot of materials here.
All in racks and stacks. It seems to go on for miles.
Look, there's a pile of dark alloy almost as high as the ship.
Ready to send through to you, I suppose.
Yeah, but this is enough to make 100 ships.
All stations prepared?
Yes, ma'am.
Station 1, commence incantation. Station 2. Station 3. And 4. And Lord! Oh, she sings!
Whoa!
Careful, Orla.
I'm okay.
Oh, I think we were too late.
It's launching. The ship's taking off.
I'm afraid so. We need to get out of here. Do you know if there are escape pods?
Yes, I saw the plans, but I don't know if we can get to them without... What was that?
Welcome back.
Yes, we made it.
What's that noise?
I think your client has decided to take the ship for a spin without opening the yard doors first.
Impossible. The ship isn't ready.
She appears to disagree.
Doctor, did it work? The gateway?
I must have something in here. Aha!
A dictaphone.
It's digital. It'll do.
Just see if you can operate it without destroying it.
Memo to self. Look up a house called Gabriel Chase.
Good. You try, Stuart.
Okay.
Also, buy more biscuits. Ace gets through them quicker than an infestation of mice.
Excellent. You're both cured.
Where are you going?
I think we should check the damage to make sure nobody's injured, don't you?
But there's something important we have to tell you, Doctor.
You can tell me when we get there.
We need to get out of here. If they...
Now, pay attention, crew. There's a body of water to the Spinwood side. We'll put the ship through its paces and then commence the hexing of this world.
That sounds bad.
We need to get back to the doctor.
How are we meant to?
Wait, I recognise this bit.
So?
Up these stairs.
But that's just going to take us higher.
Go!
You there!
Quick!
Intruder!
Ah! nice clear sky tonight.
My roof.
I can't see Ace.
Oh, she'll be fine. I told her to take Orla home.
What was Orla doing here at this time of night?
Why are you assuming Ace did as she was told?
That's a good point. But she'd know to meet us back at the... Oh.
What?
The TARDIS. It was up on the deck.
It's still there.
What is?
The TARDIS. The what? Don't stop! I wasn't going to!
Oh.
Nearly there.
Here we go.
Oh. Get in!
Oh. Awake?
Yeah, we're inside the blue box.
Is this black magic too?
I don't know. It just is. Oh!
What?
Oh, come on. I know you don't like it when I try to fly you, but...
What? This flies?
Yeah, sort of.
Why does everything fly all of a sudden?
Don't you get it, stupid? This is an emergency!
I don't think kicking it's going to help.
Help me shift this.
That was my ceiling. What are you looking for?
The TARDIS. It's a time machine that looks like a blue wooden phone booth with police box written above the door.
Fair enough.
It's possible it fell off when the ship went through.
Doctor, we have to tell you what...
Yes. Now, what is it?
When we went through the gate...
There's a huge room on the other side, full of building materials.
A lot of stuff. Stuart says it's enough for 100 ships.
And Carolyn said to me several times that if this job went well, there'd be more work where that came from.
But you don't have the capacity to build 100 ships here. So where are they going to build the others?
Report, Danuta. What happened to those stowaways?
They went up on deck and hid inside a blue box, ma'am.
How eccentric of them. Visionaries, show me.
Oh, Venturi.
I see the box. What is it?
The humans must have left it there during construction.
We don't need it. Tell the troops to cast Vodrin Hail at the thing.
Yes, ma'am.
That screen showing what's outside right now.
Yeah, that's a scanner. He usually pushes this last. Oh, why isn't it doing anything?
What are they doing?
Who?
The ones who are shooting at us.
What?
You said this thing's meant to fly.
Yeah, but not like this.
Then how?
Oh, hold on to something.
Well, there's not a lot.
Oh, no! Grab the console. Anything.
Good. Now blast it overboard!
Maybe the TARDIS landed outside the yard.
Why is it so important?
Oh, many reasons, Stuart. Chief among them being... Oh, Mal. Could you give me a hand? My foot's stuck.
Yeah. Maybe if you slip your shoe off.
Blue wooden phone booth, yeah?
Yes. Why?
It's right above us. It's headed right for us.
Doctor!
Take cover, Mal!
Blue wooden phone booth, yeah?
Yes. Why?
It's right above us. It's headed right for us.
Doctor!
Take cover, man!
Melanie? Doctor? Are you all right? Melanie?
We're fine. Oh, the TARDIS missed us. And I think something's knocked my foot free.
Lucky it didn't get knocked clean off.
Weird. Your phone booth doesn't seem damaged at all.
Of course not. Takes more than being chucked off a flying ship to dent the old girl.
Hang about. There's someone inside.
That's not quite how I meant to do it.
Ace! Did you fall off the Orgium ship?
No, we were pushed.
Orla!
Evening, boss.
Are you all right?
I'm fine.
Help her down then, Stuart.
Oh, sorry.
It was weird. I didn't feel us hitting the ground at all.
Emergency severance system. The interior and exterior detach briefly so you don't feel the impact.
Oh, great. You might have told me about that.
Ace, do you really want to sit down for an afternoon and listen whilst I list every single feature and function of the TARDIS?
Yeah.
It'll have to wait for another time. Right now, we have more pressing concerns.
Indeed. There's a warship loose on this planet, and they're going to build an awful lot more of them.
Their captain said something about hexing the planet?
I suspect that means they're going to conquer it.
With one ship?
Having seen their technology, Stuart, I can say with confidence that we're dealing with a species who've been waging wars since dinosaurs ruled your planet. They have capabilities you can't comprehend. Yes, they most certainly can conquer your planet with one ship.
Then how are we meant to beat them? We don't have any weapons that'll be remotely effective.
There might be one thing, if the Doctor can fix it.
Speed steady by 7. Power consumption?
Sailing on a casual whim at present, ma'am.
She flies beautifully.
Incursion incoming at 55 spinward.
Open a psychic channel. Hello? Are you trying to get our attention?
Your attribution is not recognised. Please confirm. It's a boat.
Silly creatures.
I told you it's a flying boat.
Turn them into a flock of birds.
Nua Suza Urko Serchon non Makia I.
It was hidden under Vinny's shirt, like a corset.
And it definitely didn't fall into the gate.
No, I remember, he chucked it into the corner.
Is this it?
Yeah.
Let me see it.
Vinny said it protected him against the Orgium. Digital technology messes with their magic.
Oh, well, that fits with the virus they infected me with.
Yes. This is a highly sophisticated projection system. Dynamically reacts to the wearer's movements and fills in their physicality to match the image, making it fully interactive.
Problem is, we need to get close to them to do it. And we've only got one of those, and there's loads of them.
I might be able to expand its field slightly to protect several others, although for that I need something capable of generating an environment.
I know where we can find one of those.
Oh, God.
Orla, what are you doing? Those are the staff records. They're confidential.
I need to find Lee's file.
What for?
Because he's dead.
How?
You don't want to know.
I'm his employer. If he died at work, I have to take responsibility.
Your client strung him up and cut out his heart and let him bleed into a new ship as part of some kind of occult ritual.
Oh.
So I need to find his file so I can tell his wife.
Well, don't tell her that.
I wasn't going to. I was going to say... What can I say? We don't have the body.
I don't know.
She'll be expecting him home. We have to tell her something. What do we say?
I don't know.
Well, you better think of something, because this is because of you, Stuart. Ow!
I'm sorry.
It's all because of you.
Oh, what happened to the arcade machine?
Mel blew it up.
Nice. Mm-hmm. Doctor, if the memory of that machine is still intact, maybe that would work.
It might indeed. The processor is dead. But the memory core seems undamaged.
If the doctor can plug the memory into the projection unit, we can use that to generate the environment.
But it's just a one-on-one beat-em-up. The locations are about the size of this room.
That's about as far as I'll be able to stretch the range of this projection unit anyway.
It still gives us a safe space.
We just have to work out what to do with it.
What if the ship's got one weak spot we can hit? Like the Death Star?
Ace, I hardly think...
Wait, Mel. Such as?
Well, me and Orla saw inside their engine room. All their power came from this thing they call a blood crystal. Phew, freaky stuff.
Would you be able to find it again?
Orla would. She knows her way around.
You mean go back to the ship?
Yes. It's much riskier than your original idea, but I think... Mel, go and tell Stuart I need to ask him a very large favour.
And the roof just collapsed. Most people weren't in the yard when it happened, but... I'm hoping we'll know more when the wreckage is cleared, but we haven't found him yet. I just thought you should know. Yes, I'm sorry. I'll let you know as soon as
there
I...
There you are.
I'm sorry, I have to go.
That was awful, Stuart.
What was I meant to do?
Am I interrupting something?
Just don't sound so desperate to get off the phone.
The doctor said we have to do something.
Actually, yes. That's why I'm here.
No. That's not right.
Oh, come on, Professor.
Ace, I'm trying to patch together two pieces of technology made by civilizations that have never even met.
It was your idea.
I'm having to build a conversion engine on the fly to allow the components to talk to each other. Right. Put this on.
What do you mean, put it on?
We need to test it before we go.
But why me?
I think you'll like it when I show you how it works.
Okay.
Right. Activated.
Okay. How?
I use some of the buttons from the arcade machine. It's the one marked kick.
Okay.
I'm not sure I can.
Stuart, you brought her here. You made the deal.
It's not that I don't want to. I'm not sure I can. I'm not a very convincing liar.
Oh, that is true. He forgot our anniversary once and made up some family drama as an excuse. Tied himself up in knots.
Exactly. And you were only cross for a couple of days.
It was a week, at least.
But Carolyn might kill me.
Stuart, this won't work unless the Doctor can pilot the TARDIS exactly. Nobody else has a chance of getting aboard the ship. It has to be you.
All right, I'll do it.
Of course you will.
I did tell you.
What are you laughing about?
Yeah, what are you wearing?
This thing the Doctor's rigged is seriously wicked.
What does it do?
I'll explain in the TARDIS, assuming Stuart agrees to my plan.
Yeah, sure.
Excellent. And cheer up. I think there's more than an even chance this will work.
I see an island down there.
Yes, ma'am. It's known locally as the Isle of Man.
I think we should encase it in ice.
Very good, ma'am.
Who's hailing us now?
Someone from the shipyard.
How?
Via the gate.
Visualise them.
Carolyn!
Cardinal Archmage Linfez, please. Actually, I'd rather you called me ma'am. Stuart, who taught you how to use the gate?
It doesn't matter. Listen, there's someone here plotting against you.
Well, they've left it a bit late. We've gone. We'll pay for the damage, by the way.
No, there's someone here, a spy for your enemies.
We know. He was dealt with.
He wasn't the only one. Look, I can tell you about him, but they know I'm talking to you. It isn't safe for me here. Please!
We could just let them kill him, ma'am.
No, no. He's proved useful, and his ambition makes him easy to manipulate. Let him through the gate!
Right.
Wow. So this is it.
Just tell me about this spy.
Is the TARDIS all right?
The repairs aren't entirely complete, but I think she can manage a short hop.
A short hop into a specific room inside a moving object, and you're not amazing at steering this thing at the best of times.
But we should have some assistance, Ace, so I think we'll make it. Orla, how long has Stuart had?
15 minutes.
Should be long enough. No signal yet.
What did you give him?
I removed part of the shield oscillator from the TARDIS and put it in Stuart's pocket. TARDIS components give off a unique energy signal, which we should be able to lock onto.
And you don't need this shield oscillator?
Not right now. Not unless their ship is equipped with a Magno Grab, which I find highly unlikely. Ah, that's what I've been waiting for. The ship is currently flying over the Irish Sea. Now, when we land, you need to stay within about 10 meters of Ace at all times.
What's that in feet?
About 30.
Thanks.
We need to make our way to the ship's engine room. I'm going to land as close by as possible. But we may have some distance to make up, and there'll be a resistance.
And how do we deal with that resistance?
I've got that covered.
Everyone, cross your fingers. Paula, how close are we to the engine room?
Pretty close. It's on the next deck down.
Splendid.
So we need to reach those stairs and then go along...
Intruders!
Ace, switch on!
On it!
Player one, ready.
All right! Which one of you got stormtroopers is going down first?
What did you do?
She looks a bit like the character in that game, Mighty Mizuko.
She's about 8 feet tall.
Well, she's the best character. She's got a longer range on her kicks than any of the others.
I plugged Vinny's projector into the engine on the game. So now the wearer takes on the appearance of the character in the game, and the immediate area becomes the game environment.
But it's just a hologram, isn't it?
A digital projection, yes. But the Orchim are uniquely vulnerable to digital technology. It weakens their own powers.
This is wicked!
Ace, this is serious!
That's the last of them.
For now. But there'll be more. Let's get moving. Remember, stay close to Ace.
He says he's already made contact with the governments of other countries.
Oh, dear.
And when you launch your attack, they're ready to come back at you. They're much more powerful than you're expecting.
I don't buy it.
But why take the risk? You could just continue to work in secret. I won't tell anyone and...
Ugh. Stowaways again?
I think so.
I thought you swept the entire ship after the last lot.
We did. We went...
Deal with them, Danuta, or I'll sacrifice you to the ship.
I will, ma'am.
She's getting hungry, you know. And she says you look delicious.
I'm flattered.
You talk to the ship?
Of course. Where are they?
The visionaries say the intruders are on deck 3, Spinward side. And they've taken out 9 of our troops already.
9?
According to this, yes.
How?
They seem to have brought with them a creature impervious to...
Go and deal with this personally.
At once.
You know something about this?
No, no.
Yes, yes. Pin him!
Somerviv is in Sicilica.
Tell me why they're here and what they're doing.
The engine room's down those steps there.
Right.
Wait, Ace. Let me plug in again.
What's the problem?
I need to make sure the deck below is incorporated into the environment. Just need to summon up one of the other game levels and pack. Over. Done.
Let's go then.
There they are.
Yeah, here we are.
Singam te sub bitane.
One bust out some special moves.
Ace, stop showing off.
Which way now, Orla?
End of that corridor there.
Come on.
You know what the best part is? None of this pain is physical, so it won't kill you.
Please.
I know that might sound good, but it means this torture will last indefinitely. Unless I get bored and cut out your heart and feed it to the engines.
No, no.
Wait, I saw that look on your face when I said engines. What about the engines?
Nothing, nothing.
Danuta, the target is the engines.
I can still smell the blood.
We're here. Ace, get in here and we can all...
I'm afraid you won't be doing anything.
Oh, no.
Destroy him!
Singam te sabitana.
Ace!
Don't panic. I'm here.
Singam te sabitana.
What have you done?
Wouldn't you like to know?
The woman is doing this. The giant one. Kill her!
Come on, then.
Is
getting tired. Just because their powers are diminished doesn't stop them from attacking altogether.
Then let's hurry. What do we need to do?
I was hoping the power core would shut down as soon as it came into contact with the digital environment.
And it hasn't.
I don't know. I don't know what it looks like when it's...
Doctor!
Put him down!
Switch off your vile device or I kill this man.
Don't turn it off, Ace!
Put him down, Torak!
I said switch it off.
I've dealt with the rest of your lot. You're the last one left.
You hear that?
Stop this!
That's your engine dying. Your technology can't function in this environment.
Then the ship will just fall out of the sky.
No, the crew's magic will keep it aloft.
For a while. But if that worked on the long-term basis, you wouldn't need engines, would you?
What's that in the furnace?
They called it a blood crystal before.
Yes, and it's decaying. In less than a minute, it'll be useless.
Switch off your device.
You're too late. Your ship is doomed. Let me go and I'll take you home.
Oh, why would you do that?
Because I don't let anyone die if they don't have to.
But if I let you go, they'll kill me.
If you don't let me go, you'll die anyway. Up to you.
Fine.
Thank you.
Did you mean that about taking her with us?
Can I point out that we are in the ship and the ship is falling out of the sky?
You can. But aren't you forgetting something?
Stuart!
Ace, leave the projector here.
Oh, I like being 8 feet tall and doing roundhouse kicks.
We need to be sure nobody comes in to repair the damage.
All right.
Order. You and Ace go back to the TARDIS. I put some sticky notes on the console. Follow the instructions and you'll be ready to take off as soon as we come back.
Okay.
What's your name?
Sir Borchester Neuter.
Delighted to meet you. Have you seen Stuart Dale?
Station 3, report. What's happening?
We're losing elevation.
I gathered that. Why?
Engine power has failed, Mark.
I'm afraid you broke your guarantee by taking it out of the yard before it was finished, so we can't refund
it. Shut up! Sokrita! All crew, your priority is keeping the ship aloft. Everyone! And hoist him up.
Oh, no. No! No!
Yes! Another sacrifice should bolster us enough to effect a landing, and then we can repair.
You should have good blood. You're not a vegetarian, are you?
Yes! Yes, I am!
You're a terrible liar. Thanks for all your work, but we'll take it from here.
Wait!
No! I don't want to.
Stuart, are you all right?
Oh, not really.
You will listen to me, because you'll die if you don't.
Who are you?
I'm a doctor, and I've just won.
This is the most powerful vessel on this planet, and my troops have powers beyond anything you can dream of.
But you also have a basic weakness, and that's why your empire collapsed in the first place, isn't it? You're utterly incompatible with the mode of technology that most civilizations develop eventually.
I'm going to kill this man and then take over this planet.
It's pointless. Your blood crystal is dying and your furnace is damaged beyond repair.
I don't believe you.
It's true. The digital contagion is spreading through the ship.
I take it you failed then, Denuta.
Because you launched the ship before we were ready, before we'd had a chance.
How dare you!
The workplace politics can wait. Linfess, release Stuart.
No.
We can save you and your crew. This ship is doomed.
I'll kill anyone who deserts their station.
Anyone who doesn't desert their station will die anyway. Face it, Linfess. Your attempt at conquering Earth is over. These people are developing digital technology so fast, this planet will be intolerable to you within a matter of years. You got here a fraction too late.
We can see to that. You've seen what we can do. I'll make sure they never develop anything more advanced than a...
No, you won't!
Nice kick!
Thanks. I did karate at school.
Mel, help me get him out of these chains.
Thank you.
Thank you. I thought she was going to keep talking until we crashed.
The ship won't crash. I'll bring it in.
No, you won't.
Put the chains on her.
Mr. Nota, what's your course?
Downwards. What does it matter?
I prefer it if this ship didn't crash into the centre of Belfast, that's all.
Send it into the sea is what he means.
And well clear of the coast. We don't want to cause a tidal wave.
Into the sea it is. We surrender, Doctor.
No!
Jolly good. Follow Mel.
This way!
I feel I should offer you one last chance. But I think we both know that if I took these chains off, you'd try to kill me.
I won't pretend otherwise.
Enjoy going down with your ship.
Oh, don't worry. I will.
Right, I think that's everything.
How long do we wait?
They'll make it. Just wait.
You made it?
Just about.
We have a few prisoners of war, too.
That's everyone.
Right.
Let's go.
The Doctor thinks he's won. Doesn't he know? Since I was a little girl, I dreamed of dying like this. In the next world, the pure world, free of contagion, this ship will be mine. All mine.
There we are.
So, your box really is a ship?
I told you.
How does it work?
I'm not telling you. Now, under the terms of your surrender, you all go through the gate and tell your superiors Earth is unsuitable for your purposes.
Yes, yes, understood.
And I'll see to it the gate is destroyed when you're gone.
Come on, we're going home.
I'd offer to give you a raise, Orla, but I'm not sure if any of us have jobs.
Yeah, I feel like I should say saving the world is reward enough for me, but I would quite like a reward.
The Orgym have gone, and they're not coming back.
They should never have been here. I knew deep down this was wrong. I just wanted it to work out.
So what are you going to do now?
I don't know.
Maybe you should think of something.
What?
You were proud of how you brought this town back together. You gave them hope. And look what happened. You promised them something, and maybe you still owe it to them.
That's not fair.
Really?
Well, do you want to stay, Melanie? Help? The job's still on the table.
No, thank you. I'm happy doing what I'm doing.
You are coming, then?
Of course. Goodbye, Stuart.
Really goodbye?
I think so.
I told you she wouldn't really leave.
Oh, you did you? Well, let me tell you, Doctor.